Thank you. Thank you very much, service leader. Up to the very last minute, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. But something happened on this property this afternoon that made me say, aha, this is what Spirit wants. You know, sometimes we think our consciousness is very high. But situations happen that let us know we still have a lot of work to do. Before I go into what happened today at the ashram, and I will end the talk with a story that ties everything together. Some of you may have heard of Steve Winwood in the 80s. He did the song Higher Love. Said, think about it. There must be higher love. The reason that qualification of love is used, and I'm using it here, is because, yeah, there's human love. Human love doesn't mean it's higher. Just because we like somebody or they flatter us or there's something. But each soul, each creation, the flowers, the trees, the animals, the little things that will bite us, we don't even know they exist. They all came from that higher love. That's why nothing can taint or bring harm when you are living in that higher love. Because you can't say God is love and you expect that God will bring hatred, anger, fear. It doesn't work. That's human thing. That's our human creation, our experience. Because we are created in higher consciousness, but we've lowered the higher consciousness to lower consciousness. And so every one of us, until we're fully liberated. At one point, Jesus was also operating on lower consciousness. I don't know what incarnation that is because God didn't reveal it to anybody. So saints, and that's why they say a saint is a sinner that what? That doesn't give up. That believes in that presence, that power, and their only power there, their only presence is God. So we find that when we're actually operating on a higher consciousness, which is tied to higher love, the way we see things is different. Our perception changes. We don't act out of fear or anger, or even when we don't know how things will end. So let us always remember, as I was writing this down, Spirit was telling me, lower consciousness always entertain. We know what entertainment is, right? Or invites fear, anger, jealousy, hatred, judgment, sadness, and so on. Because higher love, which inspires higher consciousness, will not tell you to harm somebody else. Will not say, oh, this person will not exist, I'm going to do this. No. It will not even come to a judgment of any situation that happens that you don't even know. And I can say it wholeheartedly that all of us on the spiritual path, because we don't know everything, Spirit might show us something. But then we act out of that ignorance. Remember, we were talking about ignorance? that God should heal us, lift us, but because we act of that ignorance, because fear, you know, anger and all of that, they come from that ignorance. Because we forget who we are, that we are created with a higher law. And so when something is going on, we can be defensive when there's no reason for us to be defensive. Which will bring me to the story of what happened today. So, practicing the condition and concept of higher love brings joy, peace, and comfort. If you've ever put your wholehearted trust in God, you will find that you will always be comfortable. It doesn't mean you have everything in the world. Even when the tornado is, you will say, well, you know, what can you do? Can you stop the tornado on its own? No. You say, God knows it's happening, so God will take care of this. And then you feel comfortable in that presence of God, in that power of God. Now, what happened today? I was getting ready for, you know, say, okay, Lord, what do you want to, but other things were distracting me. Things were happening. And I stepped into the front of the ashram. I don't know if this lady is a neighbor or not, because I don't think I've seen her. She was walking, passing the ashram, but then turned around and went for the tree. What's the name of that tree we have right there? The magnolia tree in front of the ashram, and pluck, you know, a little piece of, you know. Now I'm looking at her. She saw me. It's not like she didn't see me, but I had climbed up the staircase. So she thought she could just quickly get away with that. Now I'm looking at, how is she gonna get off the gravel? Because she didn't want to come out the way, because she now knows I'm there, I'm looking at her. So she didn't want to have to look at me. So she went, and I'm thinking, okay. But she made it off the gravel, because she could easily have slipped and, you know, something happened, and then they would have to bring the ambulance and all of that. And then she went to the beginning of the street, stood there. I don't know what she was doing. Came back to the next house. Now she was facing west, now she's facing north. I'm thinking, okay. And what was my reaction? Because I took everything in, the way she dressed, what she's doing. I said, okay, well, let's invoke the power so that whatever it is, it will contain that. Even I, that I pray to God every day, let me always operate from that higher love, from that higher consciousness. Now the lower consciousness is starting to kick in. This lady might be up to no good. Maybe she's invoking some certain power. Maybe she represents certain energy. Because when you do the kind of work that I do, you are always very aware. But I could not penetrate to see what is going on. And I wanted to go into the meditation room, but somebody that was supposed to show up is keeping me from the meditation room, because I figure if I stay in the meditation room and can all of that, then I can really see what is going on. But what did I do? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That is Psalm 46. God, it doesn't matter what the difficult, whether you understand it or not, whatever is going on, that will arrest the situation. And Psalm 91, we who lives under the refuge of the Almighty shall, you know. So now invoking all these things, bringing in the angels and Christ consciousness, that whatever is being sent or dissipated for this neighborhood is not being contained if it's not right and neutralized. The lady knew I was watching her, but she would not turn around to see, you know, because I was going to go up to her like, what are you doing? And if you're ever faced with any situation like that, doesn't matter where you are, if you invoke those two psalms, things will happen. Just trust in God. Of course, what did I do? I have some salt in my hand. You know, there's a way you do that. It neutralizes. And if you have holy water, with frankincense in it. So I went through all of that. I love it when spirit, you know, spirit really has jokes, you know. So I went after the lady. Every place she's touched, you know, I'm invoking and doing this. Up to the beginning of the street. Then she turned around. And then I was going closer to her so that I can, she didn't want to, you know, so she moved on and I said, okay, I'm not going to pursue her now. I don't know if she leaves or she comes back, but whatever it is. So now I was able to sit a little bit while I'm still waiting. And Spirit said, are you done now? He's like, look at that. What are you operating from? Because that's definitely, it doesn't mean you can't ask for protection, but that is definitely lower consciousness. Well, let's say medium consciousness. Why couldn't I have thought, oh, God has just sent an angel? Or maybe Jesus Christ has taken a different form and is blessing the street and is blessing, and now he takes the magnolia, and because then that energy sits on the property, is blessing the beginning of this, is blessing. But I was thinking of defense. I was thinking of, well, because you don't need to be protected or be defended if you are not thinking of negative energy. So we all need to be aware of that. So Spirit, are you done now? We find stories in the Bible where angels disguise as humans, like when they went to Lot during Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were angels of, or when they visited Abraham. So I'm thinking, okay, pay attention, Preston. Papa Moses, pay attention. You might think you are operating. There's still that element of lower consciousness. You need to transform it. Because if you are in higher love, love embraces all. It doesn't matter what the energy, if it's negative. Love will penetrate it and transform it. So instead of invoking Archangel Michael and all of that, and all of, so after Spirit said, are you done? And they are telling me, I started blessing the lady. I said, wherever you are, whatever you did, may God Almighty bless you. And whatever blessings you brought to this community, may we receive it. Whatever is not in harmony with God and God's blessings for us, they stay out. But I started, and now I no longer see her as, you know. Now, that's because that's the presence of higher love. You go to higher love and you live in that higher consciousness. So let us not deceive ourselves that we're all operating on higher consciousness. It's something we have to cultivate. And maybe poor lady, she's just enjoying herself. She just like the magnolia, that smell. Maybe she's just taking the sun on. Yeah, maybe so she didn't dress like, you know, so. Maybe she's even a shaman who's just like, God, what a wonderful day this is. We don't know. But the lower consciousness will always take us to a place of fear, anger, jealousy. Sadness, place of judgment. Because we need to be very aware that God always acts through us by changing our consciousness. So if I have all this, I've been praying for higher consciousness and higher love and all of that, then it shows up. And then spirit now shows that, well, you keep asking for higher, when are you going to practice it? Practice it more, because now that was in higher consciousness. Now, after I started blessing the lady, I'm imagining now that's higher consciousness, that's higher love. So whatever difficulty or stress we are going through, if we stay anchored in that higher love, that higher consciousness, it will be taken care of. That's why they say, don't go by the outer condition. When things happen that you don't, the first place of call is tapping into that presence, that God, not what is happening. Because all this stuff, anger, jealousy, fear, hatred, judgment, sadness, and so on, these are outer things. They are the expression of our inner state of consciousness. If my consciousness was like that of Jesus, totally pure, I don't think I will be making that judgment by that lady. Now, calling the energy that is not necessary. Protect us from here. We do this. So whether we're experiencing challenges in our health, income stream, you know, discuss with or chaos with friends and families, whether they desert us, you know. We can say we're not going to be angry or afraid or intimidated by outer conditions, or neither are we going to lose hope. So if you're feeling under the weather, you know you are, you say, hey, God is life. I'm in perfect health, and that's what comes. So they say, here we go again. Haven't I prayed and meditated enough? I ate the right food. Then why am I feeling this way? Now I'm going to share a story. And we will use it to wrap this up. Anytime we're living in divine, higher consciousness, higher love, our attitude will always change. Because they are anchored. After Spirit told me and I begin to bless the lady, what this is what I invoked. Divine intelligence opens the way. I say, divine intelligence opens my way. Divine intelligence opens our ways. I am surrounded, or we can say we are surrounded by love, by the love and peace of God. Because if you are surrounded by the love and peace of God, you will act in a very welcoming, you know. It doesn't matter what the outer condition is. Which brings me to the story tonight, to end this. Okay, where did you go? There was a king. Was taking a walk. Sometimes kings do take a walk. We've heard of Queen Elizabeth, God bless her, so now that she's passed. She walks the palace ground or go into the forest with her. What's the name of that dog she has? What's the brand? Corgi, you know? Yeah, she gets on horses and all of that. But this king went into a dense forest, probably to appreciate whatever it is. And he started feeling thirsty. He had no water with him. He probably didn't know he would go that far. And despite searching around for water, he couldn't find water anywhere. So his throat was getting dry. Just then, right there, his eyes fell on the tree. And he saw that from the leaves of the branch of a tree, small drops of water were falling. It could be due to dew, it could be something else. So the king went near that tree and collected some leaves to make a bowl using those leaves and started filling it with drops of water. It took a long time. God, we know, little drops of water, little. To fill that leaf bowl. But when it was filled, the king was very happy. And he raised that bowl of leaves to drink the water. When he was about to drink the water, a parrot sitting in front of him came flying and pounced on the bowl. All the water from that bowl of leaf fell down. How do you think the king will react? The king got angry because of loss of water. But he calmed himself down. And again, started filling the bowl again with, you know. After a lot of time, it was filled again. And as soon as the king was about to drink the water, the parrot came again and knocked the water from the king's hand. Now, remember, I saw that lady, right? Took the thing, and initially, I didn't want to go near her. So the king was angry. My, the lower consciousness of fear. Okay, we need to defend the king. So now the king got really angry. God, this is the second time, and he's thirsty. So he took out his sword and again started filling that bowl, those leaves, with water. And it, of course, it took time. So this time, when the king was about to drink the water, the parrot flew again towards the king. As soon as the parrot came close enough to knock down on the bowl, the king killed the parrot. Now we may say, oh, but we do things out of fear. We do things out of anger because we don't know. So the king now has killed the parrot. So the king got rid of the parrot. So he thought about filling the water from the tree again, but he thought he would take too much time. So thinking about this, He started looking for the source of water. Well, if I can just find the source, I don't have to, you know, I can just drink out of that. So the king was able to trace where the water was coming from. Then the king saw that a fierce python was sleeping on the branch of that tree where the water was dropping from. And its saliva was also dripping along with the water. And because of that, the water was poisoned. So seeing this, the king realized his mistake. Because if he had drank that bowl of water, it would be a different story. So the parrot, every time the parrot did that, because the parrot knew something, he was being of service because the higher lover sent that. And every time he knocked it off. Because that's what Jesus did. He came to teach us about love. And what ended up? He paid with his life, just like the parrot. So the king now realized his mistake. He regretted killing the parrot. Now, if he was living on higher consciousness, he would not be angry. He would actually might be, you know, puzzled. Okay, why does the parrot keep doing this? Maybe there's something to it. But lower consciousness will not think like that. Just like a spirit didn't say, are you done now? Well, that lady could be bringing good tidings, you know, but no, the lower consciousness, okay, we need to defend, you know, maybe just think, let's sprinkle, let's do this, let's invoke. And after spirit spoke, now, the same person I want to keep the energy, now I'm blessing them, right? So when we look at this, because in anger, a person can cause great harm to themselves and to others. Just like when you are living in consciousness of fear or stress, you can cause great harm to yourself or to others. And where do they come? Because anger is a poison that originated from ignorance. Fear, and all of that, stress, you know, sadness, whatever, it comes from our ignorance. But then, like in my case, it ends in repentance. Because now if I see that lady, I'll be blessing her. I say, hey, what's your name? Did you move to the neighborhood? I would say, anytime you want some from the Magnolia, you are welcome to it. Just make sure you don't slip down the rocks. So let us remember, every time we feel fear, sadness, anger, whatever it is, jealousy, it is not for us to judge ourselves. Let us remember that's the lower consciousness. Now we need to do something to lift that consciousness to a higher level. Take it to the higher law, which is God. And instead of seeing harm or this, see things working out very well. The difficulty dissipating, like in good health. Whatever it is, money stream is coming, you have good relationship with your family and friends, whatever it is. Because higher law, higher consciousness, attracts all the good things we focus on. Lower consciousness, we also bring those things with, but that's not what we want. Remember, each of us are created in that higher law. And God expects us to live in that higher consciousness of love. Because then we don't feel distance from God. And God will stop saying, I'm here with you. I'm always here. I'm not far away. It's you that can see me. Take off your glasses. Take off your hat. Let the air blow on your head. And then we appreciate that God is a God of blessings. And there will be no regrets, just like the king. May the divine love always lift us high. Amen.
Amen.